Hello and welcome to We Were Hit by a Horse Truck and Got Isekai'd into Equestria? I am Ponyville's beloved graceful spark. With me as always is my darling co-host, Spilled Beans. How are you doing today, Beans?
I'm doing fairly well, actually. Legs are a bit tired, but I'm imagining that's the same for you.
Yeah. You know, they get kind of tired and sore you get from having run some kind of leaf race.
Yeah, it was a bit of a baffling experience, but, you know, it's good exercise.
Yeah.
Lovely little forest to run through. It was a good time.
Yeah, you get to partake in the autumn leaves, see the colors, take it all in.
Excellent.
Such a lovely time of year.
Folks, I hope you're enjoying this kind of monologuing, because she's been doing it a lot.
What can I say, dear? It's my time of year.
Right?
And that time of year, dear listener, is Season 1, Episode 13, Fall Weather Friends, directed by the same folks as always, written by Amy Keating Rogers, original air date, January
28th, 2011. Ah, yes, this was... after the takeover of the new year, huh?
Yeah?
I guess.
Well, no, because we wrapped up winter 2 episodes ago, and now it's fall.
Yeah, but it came out in human time, it came out in a January, which is a weird time to be,
yes.
You know.
Remember, these episodes were, they were designed to be episodic, and, yes, there's kind of an overarching plot with the Grand Galloping Gala this season, but they're designed to... Remember, this is pre-streaming, so you couldn't really binge the series. You would just watch whatever that was on TV at the time, which wasn't really bound to any sort of chronological order.
Yeah, but we had, a week of spring, and then, another week of summer, and now we're back onto fall again. And don't get me wrong. Fall and, early winter are definitely some of my favorite parts of the year, but,
I agree.
Damn, yeah. The weather's weird here.
I'm starting to think the people at Hasbro didn't think through the repercussions for the people who live in their universe. They didn't even think about us, the poor horses who got isekai'd into their universe years after they wrote it.
I mean, to be fair, yes, you are. You are wonderful. But... They didn't even consider us enough to make us, still background ponies in other people's conversations.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Clearly, if we aren't the main six or whoever the episode's focused on, or whatever, fan character that's ended up being beloved, you're fucked.
Yeah, you can tell this episode was written kind of before they... were really aware of the adult fandom and the ponies they liked, because there's a shot with three Lyras in it.
Yeah. I definitely saw a very light blue pony with Berry Punch's cutie mark. I tried to track that pony down, but they just fucking vanished.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird life to live.
Yeah. And this episode of our lives begins on Applejack and Rainbow Dash playing horseshoes. Or as we call it, shoes.
Yeah. Which, one, those are used horseshoes, which is a little upsetting. And
wow,
two...
You wouldn't want them wasted. You know, it seems weird to make horseshoes just for playing.
I mean, that's what we do in the human world now, though, is make explicitly playing horseshoes.
Well, yes, but, if the game was human shoes, then, you would probably play it with either old shoes or, shoes made specifically for it, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Special plastic throw-in shoes or whatever.
Yeah, but, the times we see them throw the shoes are, with their mouth, so...
Yeah.
It's... I don't know, I don't think I want to put someone's old shoes in my mouth, especially with how big... those shoes are, they're like the size of Rainbow Dash's face. Those are big feet.
Well, then how do you know they're used horseshoes, right? If they're too big to fit on any pony, even Big Mac or myself, then they're probably throwing horseshoes, not shoeing horseshoes.
So how did this... But at some point, for the, like, the throwing horseshoes to be made, these horses had to be throwing around their own shoes.
Yeah. Or possibly horseshoes that were made, but for whatever reason, weren't actually good enough to shoe a pony with.
Oh, like reject horseshoes were just used for as toys. Yeah. Okay. Like, you know what? That,
yeah.
I turn around. You have an extremely good point for how this works out. I like your theory on this. It's extremely good.
Happy to help.
It doesn't cover the fact that they're playing horseshoes on, shoes on, on the Apple family farm. They definitely are. And Rainbow Dash's second throw is way off the mark and goes through a fucking window, and we hear it smash, and Applejack does not react. Just sasses Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, also, like, yeah, also, it seems like if we were building a horseshoes pit, rule one would be to point it away from your house.
I mean, yeah, but also, like...
Yeah.
The variance in how those shoes are thrown is a little worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I butted in, please.
No, we're here to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so Applejack and Rainbow Dash are playing horseshoes, and Rainbow Dash is ahead. She got the closer shoe. Applejack, doesn't get quite as close, but when she passes it back to Rainbow Dash, she says, "You got another throw, pony girl," which seems like a weird thing to say.
Yeah, it was cowgirl, she said, right? I'm pretty sure it was cowgirl. My
notes say pony girl.
I did not make a note of it particularly, so I will bow to your memory of this, which, yeah, it's either one's kind of upsetting, because, like, we've talked to the cows before, too, so they're people as well, so calling someone a cowgirl is just as weird as calling someone a pony girl.
Well, like, at least cowgirl means something, like, you know, in the sense of, like, a ranch hand or whatever.
Yeah.
Pony girl really only means girl who is a pony, which, is this like the I Love You Alive girl of Equestria?
It's like when two trans girls point at each other and say, "You're a cute girl." It's just stating the truth so much that it is required to be said.
Yeah. Though, like, pony girl specifically, like, whenever someone says animal girl, I think, like, an anthropomorphic, like, you know, like, a pony girl would be, like, a pony who walks on two legs and maybe has, like, I'm gonna say chest boobs instead of, like...
It is just a pony Nico girl, except her tits still are on her hips.
Yeah. Well, those are just called balls. Crotch tits are just balls. Wait, milky balls.
Having
milkable balls.
Milkable balls.
Milkaballs, if you will.
The new thing for Pokeballs.
You know what I miss? Those malted milk balls.
Mmm, yeah. Yeah, those are pretty good.
I haven't had one of those in forever.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have those here.
We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting close to the gala, right? Well, I'm sure they've got some at Canterlot. If there's any around, they'll be at Canterlot. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know how you malt milk, but I'm sure we can do it. I believe in...
We got magic. It's fine.
Yeah, but I believe in Equestria's baking ingenuity. Confectionery ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
But Applejack pulls ahead at the last throw by throwing a ringer.
Yeah, with some, like, real intense camera work of, like, a picture-in-picture, like, a zoom-in on her eyeball so we can see the reflection of the ringer in it. Like... I remember this episode for that because of just how extreme it was, and, like, watching it again, actually just hiding in the bushes at the time, like, it's far less dramatic when it's not a lot of real forced camera work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this episode has a lot of, like, I would say good animation and good, it feels weird to say cinematography when, you know, there's no cameras involved, but...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way shots are framed and what have you.
Yeah, this whole episode's worth of time is just crammed full of good bits. There's a lot of good little goofs going on.
Yeah. And, But Rainbow Dash loses, and she's all. She's all, oh, I hate losing. I'm so mad that I lost. I'm a horse that lost, and I don't like that.
I am, let me just turn to the audience and tell the kids at home that I am a sore loser, and I do not like losing.
She's a very competitive horse.
Yeah.
And, so this sort of cocky face that, God, I can't read my own writing. I am terrible at holding a pen in my mouth.
I'm assuming Applejack was the one doing the cocky face.
I think so. But
it's the only two of them there, except for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Me making my cocky face and then talking about it to Beans later, even though I couldn't see my own face.
Right? I mean, with some of the things that have gone down, it wouldn't even surprise me at this point. Mm-hmm. We've had to deal with Moon Satan showing up. It's and doing a title drop, like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. So Rainbow Dash is like sort of like confident, cocky face in this part of the episode became a pretty popular vector for the time. You saw that around a lot.
Mm.
And long story short, they agree. They get in a back and forth about who's the better athlete, who's the better horse athlete.
Yeah.
And, well, they don't say horse. I keep introducing that because it's a funny word, but
mm-hmm.
And they eventually agree on an iron pony competition to find which pony is heavier.
Everyone, be afraid. The jocks are flirting. They even did the spit on the hoof and handshake thing. That,
yep.
The first of our callbacks, like, when Applejack and Rarity were doing the sleepover, that was the thing Applejack did, and Rarity was like, ooh, nope. Yeah, now it's, yeah, no, they're both into it.
Yep.
Perfect.
And this picture here, and the one we get later where they shake on something else, this was, I think, does the word brohoof mean anything to you, dear?
Yes. I recall it as a, like, the unfortunate crossover of the, like, Pinkie Pie, sorry, wow, holy fuck, PewDiePie and Brony fan bases.
Okay, I didn't know that part of it. I just knew it was something that, like, you know, I had no idea it connected with PewDiePie. It was just, you know, something you saw around a lot. And, yeah, there's a little, you can even make a little ASCII hoof with people.
He was one who really, at least to my memory, solidified the whole bro fist thing. Like, it was a thing around, but he'd basically made it his own brand at that point.
Well, a bro fist and a bro hoof are different things, no?
I mean, it's...
I guess the one grows out of the other.
Mm-hmm. Like,
but,
yeah.
Bro hoofs, for those of you in the audience, it was a very early fandom thing, like, season 1 and 2 especially, and it kind of fell off as the fandom matured, but it was... I mean, it's just pressing your hooves together, but, you know. It's basically the horse version of a fist bump, you know?
Wait, so does that mean that one, like, custom little icon I did for, like, the second episode or third, whatever, with the little holding hooves. Did we accidentally do an ancient bro hoof without me knowing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, dear.
Yeah, that's fair. Look, like many people who very much gave a bro hoof to their best guy friend back then, we're now trans lesbians, so,
yeah.
You know, it's a normal thing now.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, I mean, the title of that episode was Holding Hooves, so, like...
Yeah.
It was clearly gayer than anything else you could interpret from that image.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, if you seriously did a bro hoof in the past, you are probably gay now. I'm sorry to tell you the truth, but there it is.
Yeah, and if you're not, how did you find us? All right.
Like, cool, I don't know how you did it, but all right, hello?
Yeah.
You strange, strange, normal person?
Yeah. Sup, nerd?
Right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, Iron Pony competition, they do this hoof spit shake thing, and...
We just kind of jump ahead to the next morning, yeah?
Yeah, we're, Twilight and Spike are there, Applejack and Rainbow Dash are, like, explaining the situation to her.
Yeah.
And, there's a couple things to note in the scene. One is, like, again, there's a way... Applejack is explaining things to Twilight, and then Rainbow Dash keeps, like, she's, like, doing sit-ups or push-ups or something, and she keeps, like, popping up to interject. And when she does, like, her, she kind of covers up Applejack.
Yeah, like, she covers Applejack's, like, entire body with her head, because she's, like, close to the camera.
Yeah.
And like, finishes Applejack's sentence, and then goes down, and then comes back up again. And then...
Yeah,
it hits a point where...
It's good framing.
Right. Yeah. But also, Twilight finally, like, Twilight's been asking questions, like, what the fuck, why are you doing this? And then the, why am I here? And then... Rainbow Dash comes up and blocks Twilight in that one to say, you're here to be our judge and record how awesome I am.
Yeah, and Rainbow Dash shrugs here, and that particular, like, vector of her shrugging, very popular back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, there were people I knew using that for that image as their icon for, like, fucking 2020 still.
Yeah. Well, I'll riff on it. The really popular one, I think, was, you know, an original drawing, but I remember this particular picture of her shrugging went around a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and so Twilight's here to be a judge. Spike elects himself announcer. And,
yes.
And this is part of a really good running bit in the episode that starts here, where Spike, like, stands up on Twilight's back. He's speaking to a stick like it's a microphone. And he's like, Phillies and Gentle Colts! And he starts, like, announcing, and Twilight's like, Spike, who are you talking to? And he's panicking, he looks around, he says, oh, them! And he points to the rest of the main six that just happens to be coming up over the hill.
Yeah, for those of you who like Rarity, congratulations, this is the only time you see her.
this episode isn't about her.
Yeah, this episode's about the jocks. Rarity is just here to make an appearance to cash a paycheck, and she's going back to work after this.
Miss Not Horse barely appearing in this film.
Yeah.
Our first event is in, I wrote down obstacle horse, but they call it the barrel dodge or something.
It's a little barrel slalom.
Yeah. Slalom.
Slalom. It's a fun word to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Slalom is good.
I agree. That's Applejack goes first, she runs through, she makes good time. But she nudges a barrel on her way through and so gets penalized.
Yeah. Yeah, she did 16 seconds, but got a 5-second penalty for bumping a barrel, so it went to 21.
Yeah. When she's upset, she kind of kicks the ground and goes, ah, nuts and shoes!
Yeah. I really love that, like, Rainbow looked real fucking nervous this entire time. Like, she was sweating and, like, ah, Rainbow, you feel like you can get dunked on, Rainbow.
Yeah, again, there's some very good... It feels weird to say acting, but, like, yeah, they're doing a lot of good work with the visuals and the animation and such.
I mean, like, look, we've served Rainbow some, like, coffee and, like, biscuits and stuff. Like, I am very happy to, like, I know I've said it multiple times, but, like, the episode overtakes the ponies we know when they are the focus of it, and this is not the majority of how these two act towards each other. Except in this episode.
I mean, you look at these two any day of the week and tell me they don't have a lot of energy towards each other that they have to work out somehow.
That's fair.
You can't tell me you wouldn't put it past them to devise an elaborate competition as a kink thing.
Yeah, actually, the more I think about it, the more this is possibly the one episode that lets the two real ponies just shine through.
Yeah, like, Applejack ties Rainbow Dash up in this episode, dear.
Yes, I was thinking more of the excessive hijinks they get up to towards the end.
Yeah,
those seem out of character for both of them. Mm. But and also Rainbow being nervous is extremely out of character. Mm-hmm. Like this obviously nervous about like a thing of prowess and speed, the thing she is known for.
I don't know. I think Rainbow Dash has a lot of bravado. I think a lot of her bravado is covering up real insecurities, right? Like.
Yeah.
I think that's part of why she hates to lose, right? Is that she risks that, oh, maybe I'm not all that, or you know, or at the very least, that she'll look foolish because of all her posturing.
Mm-hmm. But, she only ever, like, before this point, has had that shaken, like, upon feeling the loss. We've not seen her, like, nervous before. We've seen her, like, panicky. Or like frustrated afterwards, but I can't think of a time we've seen her like this distraught before doing something. She's not a pony that gets stage fright.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is stage fright. I think it's she's already lost to Applejack once today, and she's perhaps worried she'll be upstaged at something she considers herself to be better at, being the fastest pony in place.
Yeah, but then she runs the obstacle course, and even just halfway through, she goes from nervous to one of the most smug faces I've ever seen her with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is directly after I just came in your ass face. That is that face right there. And she hits 18 seconds. Like, she's running a course meant for earth ponies, and she's a Pegasus, and could not use her wings for this, because it is extremely tight turning.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. Like,
yeah, no, she wins this one fair and square.
Yeah, even Applejack is like, damn, are you sure you're not actually really good at this? Like, explicitly my kind of shit?
Yeah, because Applejack keeps talking about, like, oh, that beats my time at the rodeo last year, which implies that the rodeo is, you know, more of an athletic competition for horses in this, which makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and Applejack's even like, dang, are you sure you aren't a rodeo pony or whatever? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, like, Applejack is very much like, you know, she likes it when her friends do good. She's a very, like, you know, unsore loser.
Yeah, like, Applejack is excited to smack talk before something, but if she loses, she will, compliment you for winning. She'll also smack talk if she wins, but, like, yeah.
Yeah.
She is, I mean, this is gonna come up again later, but, like, yeah. The power she brought to kill Moon Satan was honesty.
Yeah.
Like, she is one of the most, like, solid friends you could find.
Yeah. That's something I appreciate in her.
Yeah, she will always be happy for you, even if it means she's losing, because, like, she did her best, and you did a little better, and that's cool to her, as long as it's a fair competition.
Yeah, and part of being honest means that you get upset when someone else isn't.
Exactly.
Which we will see later.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, Rainbow is also doing the same thing, of, like, because the next thing is the for human world, that you smack a thing with a hammer and a thing goes up. I've never actually done it.
Yeah, it's a common thing at carnivals and such. There was one thing I wanted to mention first, so Applejack is, you know, she's kind of talking herself up. She's, you know, being a little cocky. And when she does, she is kind of like sitting down on the ground so she can rest an elbow on Rainbow Dash's back.
Oh, yes, it was extremely gay.
It was very good. I'm going to have to try that out sometime, too.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
Always looking to innovate and find exciting new ways to lean against a horse in a homosexual fashion.
Look, if you are not sitting gaily with your fuck buddy, what are you doing as a gay horse?
Me, a fucking gay horse, unable to even sit on my girlfriend straight.
Right? Ideal.
On my BF, Beans friend.
You're my BFF, my Beans fucking friend.
Aw.
Gosh.
So, we go to the, as you were saying, in the human world, you would, like, hit the target with a hammer and it would send a little wait up to go ring a bell at the top. Here, you just kick it.
Yeah.
And, this time, Lyra and Bon Bon are watching, and a couple other background ponies.
Mm-hmm. And we've had a few more people join the crowd.
Yeah. And, you know, Rainbow Dash kicks the thing, it rings the bell, she's like, ha, beat that. And then, Rainbow Dash, you should have seen this one coming. Like, most of Applejack's job description is that she kicks trees.
Yeah, like, we had an entire episode about apple bucking. Like, she kicks that thing, and in traditional cartoon fashion, the strong person hits it, and it doesn't ring the bell. It just shatters the bell off the top of the entire mechanism.
Yeah, she destroys the target. She sends the thing flying. The thing goes right through the bell, and, like, it is never to be seen again.
And, yeah, it is in orbit now.
Yeah, and Applejack has this very good thing where, like, Rainbow Dash kicks thing. We cut. She's like bragging to Applejack. Applejack is like doing that thing where she like is sitting under the tree with her hat over her eyes, pretending to sleep.
Oh yeah.
And then after Applejack kicks, Rainbow Dash is sitting under the same tree, her mouth wide open in shock. Applejack's like, "Years of apple bucking." Which really, Rainbow, you should have seen this one coming.
Extremely.
Rainbow, you would have seen this coming if you'd like helped Applejack literally at any point, or even really thought about what her job entails.
Right.
But
I know. This horse, that's entire job is using her back leg to kick trees. I know. I'll beat them at a challenge that involves kicking something with my back legs. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. This even happens again. There's two kick-based challenges.
Right?
And then Applejack does this, and then Rainbow is sitting under the tree, and Applejack kind of gives the tree a little kick, and then apples fall on Rainbow Dash's head to the tune of shaving a haircut.
Yeah, it is interrupted only by Fluttershy putting a point on the scoreboard for Applejack.
Yeah.
Which, they have an entire scoreboard now.
Yeah. With, like, fancy Apple, cards, everything. I assume there's that Sweet Apple Acres and, like, maybe that's where they have the rodeo or something, who knows, but
that
apparently this gets some use.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next competition is to both ponies put Spike on their back and see who can buck him off first.
Yeah, and Spike is not appreciating this situation, but he does get a nice hat for it.
So for the one to throw him off, he does not get a hat.
Oh, right.
But Rainbow Dash wins that one. She manages to buck him off first. And then, but for...
Rainbow Dash vibrates him off, which is impressive.
Yeah. No, I guess that makes sense, right? You build up some resonant frequency.
Yeah. But just like, Rainbow Dash is, you know, very
able
quick
to do that. Yeah.
And look, Rainbow, I don't know how, like, localized that is, but, like, if you can put that in one hoof, just saying. Like,
I mean, I will gladly sit on Rainbow's back while she vibrates, dear.
Right?
Right.
We should move on.
Look, there's a picture that I should dig up again of, like, Sunset Shimmer sitting in, like, just her underwear on a washing machine, or on, like, a washing machine or a dryer, and, while it's running.
Yeah.
And I will never forget when I showed that picture to the friend, they were like, "Oh, she's doing her laundry, Hannah's." Wait a minute, that's sluts! It was very good. Cause she's like blushing, she looks very nervous, it's a good picture, I think about it a lot.
Goddamn, I love it.
Anyways, the next competition is to lasso Spike. Now wearing, like, one of those cartoon Viking helmets with the horns on him.
Yeah, there, like, we go.
And, predictably, Applejack wins this one because, again, she does rope for work. She does rope work, if you will. And Rainbow Dash somehow manages to wind up tied up by her hooves and dangling from a tree.
Which, like, yes, Rainbow Dash, that counts, but not in the way you think.
Yeah, like,
I appreciate you learning some self-bondage, but you know what? Yeah. This isn't exactly the venue for that.
Yeah. Like, it's such an obvious but understated aspect of their relationship that Applejack is clearly a rope top.
Yes, and Rainbow Dash is clearly a rope... Like, yes! Because the Sakura episode with the poison joke, where... Like,
where Tidy Applejack makes a fucking harness for Rainbow Dash,
like instantly,
and
and Rainbow Dash, like, keeps it on for a while afterwards.
Rainbow Dash doesn't really complain, she's like, yeah, all right.
Like, she's a bit grumpy about it at first, but that's mostly until, like, you know, she gets kicked in the neck by Tiny Applejack, and then she's into it.
Yeah, like, I think the fact that Rainbow Dash is clearly a rope sub is underappreciated.
Yeah.
Whatever the pony version of a rope bunny is. A rope pony, I guess.
A rope pony, yeah.
I mean, I guess you could... I mean, bunnies exist in this universe.
Okay. Yeah, but think about Angel.
Yeah,
Angel's
like
the only bunny we know that has a personality.
Yeah, the problem is that, like, I wouldn't want to, like, have to explain that to Angel, because I know he can understand what I'm saying.
Yes. Which means probably a lot of the other ones do, too. But this again comes round to, like, it's weird to call someone a cowgirl then, when you can just go, like, talk to a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
And have them respond, even.
Yeah, like, you don't really need cattle wranglers, and in fact, cattle wrangler is kind of a fucked up job to have when cows are people. I mean, we have seen before that, like, cows will just stampede, but, like, but Applejack knows how to handle that, but cows are people.
With a dog that is specifically trained how to handle the fucking stampeding human, well, not human, yeah. People. But.
Like, don't get me wrong, humans also stampede. It happens and it causes tragedies.
Yes, 100%, it's, yes.
It's weird. It's weird that, like, your job... It is weird that some pony's job would be wrangling cattle. I mean...
Yeah.
It's because they imported the word without thinking too hard about the implications it would have on their universe.
Again, as people living in the universe, we feel this pain of now having to exist in this place they've created.
Yeah, for example... When I'm in a yeehaw type of mood, I can't call myself a cowgirl or a cowpony. It feels weird.
Right?
It feels like I'm gonna have to, like, explain to Murrieta what's going on.
Oh, I don't know if you want to explain yeehaw to her.
I don't want to have to explain anything to her, but, like...
Yeah.
You know. If it happens, it happens, right? Like, it's... I know, it's like that time when Twilight said stubborn as a mule, when, like, there was a mule right there.
Yeah, like...
Who could understand her? It was like, yeah, alright. Like, it's not all right, but I really want to, like, get into a thing right now.
Right? Like, yeah. Once again, we're having to address the fact that, like, if you're not a pony here, you're just a second-class citizen, and treated occasionally more like animals than people, which kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yep.
Yep. Can you wait for the Buffalo episode? Thinking about people listening to our podcast and making a bingo card and talking about Weird Al fucking Pinkie Pie and the Buffalo episode are definitely two squares on that bingo card.
Oh, absolutely. Rainbow Dash wins at balls.
Yes. Yeah. Throwback to Dragonshy when Rainbow Dash was... trying to get the, like, equestrian ball bouncing, record. Yeah.
Yeah, so Rainbow Dash is not only so good at bouncing a ball on her head that Applejack screws it up, she starts bouncing her ball, too.
Yeah.
Predictably, Applejack wins the, hay toss.
Mm-hmm.
And Rainbow Dash wins the hoof wrestle, which seems weird to me. I would have put my money on Applejack for that one for sure.
Yeah. And, like, that crowd keeps growing. There's more and more ponies out there. Like, the entire Apple family's in on it now, too.
Yep. And the next event is kicking a football, which Rainbow Dash has a nice, like, rainbow football for the occasion, while Applejack's is the more normal football color. Yep. And, again, Applejack handily wins the football kicking event.
Yeah, I do appreciate that, like, Rainbow Dash's one goes, like, under a cloud that three Pegasi are hanging out on, just watching.
Including
and Applejack's
bubble wrap.
Goes over.
Yeah. Sorry? Including bubble wrap. She's on that cloud.
Yeah. Good to see her taking a break from work. She's a very busy pony.
Yeah. And Applejack's football knocks the next number out of Fluttershy's hooves and onto the scoreboard.
Which, damn, that's a horrifyingly accurate shot.
Yeah. And, but, like... Yeah.
So, the next thing's the push-up competition, right?
Yes, but first we get I felt like a commercial break, even though it really just feels like this weird chill coming over us for...
Mm-hmm.
It feels like longer than it is, but afterwards it feels like it passed in an instant.
Yeah.
We get Spike doing his Phillies and Gentle Colts thing.
Oh, right.
And, Twilight's like, Spike, who are you talking to? And he's like, them. And there's this huge fucking crowd. There's like cheerleader ponies, like, making a pony pyramid. There's, you know, I think everyone in Ponyville has turned up at this point.
Except the mayor. Imagine.
Oh,
this is turning into a social event. You'd expect the mayor to be here as, like, the only thing she ever fucking does, but nope.
I do love how, like, Mayor Mare doesn't even really do anything in fiction. Right? Like,
she just doesn't do anything.
Which,
she gives speeches.
Yeah. Which, like, again, there's a truth here in that, like, tiny towns, I mean, Ponyville's a little bit larger than that, but, like, Ponyville doesn't really need its executive to do anything. Like, they don't have really any civic services that we see. We don't even see any fire or anything like that. We have, like, indoor plumbing and stuff. There's something the city can do, but...
Yeah, like, I think the closest we get to actually seeing, like, a civil worker is, like, Fluttershy.
Yeah, like, someone's paying for that bunny census, I guess, but, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like those... It's like when you see the news in, like, some tiny town with, like, 10 people and it elected a cat as their mayor or whatever, because you don't really need a mayor, right? Like, if...
Yeah.
Below a certain size, you don't really have much of a city government to speak of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess Ponyville's just large enough to need a mayor, but, like, we never see her do anything.
Her special talent is being the mayor. What else would she do?
Right? She's, like, it's in her name.
Yeah, I'm willing to assume mayor is a title and not, like, what her parents named her.
But she's Mayor.
Her name, Mayor. Which is even weirder. It's like being named, President Woman.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Ah, yes, Governor Man. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I was wondering if I should mention the, like, because, like, a lot of, like, Jewish last names generally have just man on the end of them, but that's, yeah. Like, that'd be, like, Mayor Man. Mayor Man. Not,
yeah,
or President Man. Like,
yeah, or, yeah, like, it seems fucked up to name your child Mayor Woman. Like,
yeah. Like, I assume the first mayor is the title of mayor, but then the second one is her name.
Yeah. Like, at some point her name is, don't get me wrong, some people are in fact named Man.
Yeah.
Right, or, like, look at Manfred Man. I mean, you can't, because I think he's dead? And also, we're in Horse World.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the Horse World is a bigger problem there. I have not seen a human in a very long time. I'm starting to forget what they look like.
Well, for one thing, Manfred Mann was a stage name. And also, he's still alive? He's 81 years old, but, like, he's alive.
Oh, good on him.
Manfred Mann, if you're listening and you'd like to be on the show, email us at manfredmann@isekai.horse. We might read your letter on the air. I'm a big fan of your one song, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy.
Oh, yeah, he'll do great. He'll do great on this show. My brain's telling me there's an episode about, like, a quartet of ponies at some point, right? We should get him in on that.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this gentleman.
We could call you Manfred Mann in your, well, you know, Manfred Mann's Earth Pony Band. Is this anything? He was in a band called Manfred Mann's Earth Band. That's the joke.
Oh, I see. Okay. Ponfred Ponies Earth Band? I got nothing. My brain's not working on this one. I'm sorry. I'm thinking too much about Rainbow Dash's Rainbow Football.
I mean, even her football is gay.
Right? Like, you can tell the animators clearly did not want to give this world the truth about these two characters, or else that would have been a softball, not a football. Not softball. Mm-hmm. No, rugby. Or did a rugby ball. Whatever the fuck it's called for that.
I think it's, like, called a rugby egg.
Damn.
What?
Like, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Rainbow Dash playing rugby, and it's very good on my brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, we know she's at least familiar with roller derby. I almost called it Rainbow Derby.
Yeah. Like, rugby is the second gayest sport in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Just after roller derby.
Yeah. I mean, what could be gayer than rugs and bees?
Right?
Together at last.
let's put a pin in bees being together with gay people.
You know how many gay bees I know?
A few.
Yeah.
I can think of at least two off the top of my head, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, one of my earlier pony OCs Her name was Queen Bee. She was a bee pony.
Oh, very nice.
Or at least, like, she could talk to bees. That was, she was fun. I liked her.
I'm trying to think if I've ever met a single straight bee. Like a, like a furry who's had, like, a bee sona.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think the straights are into bees.
Yeah,
I just don't think it happens.
I'll admit, I don't know very many, like, straight furries, or at least, like, I don't know many cishet furries, I should say.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I should probably stop equating straight and cishet as the same thing.
Anyways, I'm gonna close this tab right after I say Womanfred Woman's girth band.
Worth band?
Worth band? Girth band? Manfred Man, if you still want to be on the on the podcast, you're welcome to, but I understand why you wouldn't after I said that.
We've spent like 10 minutes riffing on your name. I'm very sorry, but you are still welcome on the podcast as long as you're okay being isekai'd in here with us.
I know you, Manfred Man, 81-year-old rock musician, love our podcast dearly, and anytime you get isekai'd here, you're welcome to hang out with us.
Yeah, look us up. We aren't that hard to find.
Yeah, all you gotta do is get hit by a horse truck. Or yeah, email us first. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Okay, but now we're getting to push-ups, right?
Okay. Yeah, so Spike is now talking to the crowd, and yes, so Applejack and Rainbow Dash are having a push-up contest. Applejack taps out at 99. Rainbow Dash is about to lose, but she uses her wings to lift her up to do that one last push-up.
Yeah, and like, which is...
I said bullshit out loud. Like,
yeah, I heard you. Oh, fuck. See, the thing I wanted to point out is that in the background of that entire event is a pony I do not recognize standing directly on the heads head of Carrot Top and Berry Punch, unmoving. They are stone still for this entire bit. Because, like, yeah, we saw the like, pyramid form before when Spike was talking to the crowd, but, like, that was standing on, like, it was two, like, ponies and a third pony standing on their back. This girl was standing on those two's heads perfectly still. Their neck muscles must be insane.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it now, I see what you mean. Like, yeah, she's, oh, I don't know her name. She's like a buttery yellow mare, like Fluttershy's coat color with like curly blue mane. She's cute. Uh-huh. She looks kind of like a blueberry lemonade situation. I don't know her name, I've never seen her around before. Yeah, she's just standing on Carrot Top and Berry Punch.
Yeah, I think we might have seen her once before, like with Carrot Top and a few of the other like gardening ponies.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was one of the ones that, like, when there was, like, the rabbit stampede and, like, the three ponies, like, fainted in the middle of the road. I'm pretty sure she was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird life.
Yeah. So, Rainbow Dash cheats, and Applejack's kind of under her breath, like, all right, Applejack, be a good sport, which... I see what she's getting at, but it seems weird just talking about being a good sport when the other person's clearly not.
Yeah.
I can see what she's getting at, which is, I don't know, if you could win without doing your thing, and then you could say, like, ha, I won even though you cheated with your wings.
Mm-hmm. Like, Rainbow Dash did a thing that is, like, the one problem I have with these Iron Pony competitions is, they are all, like... Like, I guess on one hand, it kind of sucks that, like, Rainbow Dash, who, you know, has wings and therefore, like, more mass and also some of her muscle structure goes into being able to move her wings around, and, mm-hmm. like, most of her work is flying. Like, all of these challenges explicitly do not allow her to use her, or like, are meant to not have wings involved,
yeah.
Which sucks for the Pegasus. The fact that Pegasus is holding steady with the fucking Earth Pony, who just has leg muscles, is actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, like, the fact that she can outrun Applejack is genuinely impressive. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's got, you know, the Anyway, you could maybe say those hollow Pegasus bones are doing her a favor, but again, it's still impressive. Like, I don't want to discount the fact that she's genuinely faster on foot, apparently, than Applejack.
She wasn't. Applejack was two seconds faster.
Ah, right.
Applejack bumped a barrel.
All right.
I meant for, like, the push-up.
Forgot the exact numbers. You're correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Rainbow Dash's body is like, muscularly built to have wings and use wings, and she's just not. So she's just lifting extra weight on muscles that are not meant to lift all her weight, in the same way that Applejack's are. Yeah. The fact that she was even able to keep steady with Applejack is impressive on its own.
Exactly. Like, Rainbow Dash and Applejack are both, like, very good athletes. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves the Applejack. She's a terrific athlete. Anyways, again, you can argue Rainbow Dash has a lighter body, but yeah, the point is, like, Rainbow Dash probably doesn't do as many push-ups, or at least, like, she doesn't train these muscles as often.
Yeah, and, like she flies.
Yeah. And, yeah, so, good on her, she'd not have cheated.
Yes.
Like, this is absolutely cheating.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know why no pony else says this, like, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but, like...
There's more egregious cheating later. Yeah, like, this is definitely, like... The fact that it was a tie before she cheated is already, I think, a win for Rainbow Dash just being able to keep up with Applejack on this, a challenge that Applejack clearly should have won.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah, so she does this at push-ups. She does this at, like, a long jump contest where Applejack does a big long jump, Rainbow Dash jumps after her, and then, you know... And right as she's about to land, deploys her wings and flies a little farther forward to land, you know, farther than Applejack. Like, nobody notices this? Like, yeah, nobody else seems to see this?
Like,
this is obviously cheating. Come on.
That one is 100% cheating. Like,
come on,
definitely.
Rap. Twilight, what are you doing? What do you yell at her? Like, come on. Why would you allow this? The only reason this competition makes sense is if you don't let her fly.
Yeah. Like, it sucks that, like, Rainbow Dash, a pony who is, like, her thing is flying fast. It sucks that she's not allowed to do it in, like, any of these, because it is, like, directly hampering her.
Yeah.
But also, the prompt for this fucking competition, this one, was to see how far you could jump. And, notably, they do both leave horseshoe prints.
Yeah.
Which, like... I sprung a little bit extra for, like, the softer horseshoes, so I don't do that. It's kind of interesting that both of them do. I guess they went for the cheaper, like, full metal horseshoes.
Yeah.
But
I can see why Applejack would want something heavier duty, perhaps, or perhaps she would imagine that the softer horseshoes are either a liability or too frou-frou for her tastes.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, I got a little rubberized. Yeah, I got a little rubberized-y. Tools on the bottom of these, but yeah.
Yeah. If I kicked trees all day, I'd probably want the horse equivalent of steel-toed boots, you know?
Yeah. Steel-shoed feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Applejack brazenly cheats in front of everyone and no one else seems to notice? Like,
yeah.
Come on, Twilight. Where are you looking? Come on, ref.
Yeah. We do get, like, and now we get the carrying the chicks bit, because, like, that bit was...
I'm not really sure what the sport is.
This also seems to be technically... Yeah, right? Like, I don't get it. If I was going to make an assumption, it was like... It would be like being able to keep your balance so you don't disturb the chicks, but also being the first one to get across.
Yeah, like, this is like the horse equivalent of the egg and the spoon race, I think.
I mean, I know we have a later episode where we get that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And Rainbow Dash just holds at her wings...
Yeah,
for the chick. Like, that doesn't seem like cheating to me. I'm sorry, that seems fine. She has body parts that let her do the thing.
Yeah, it's... So, dear listener, for context, imagine... So, there are these two... This is a little morbid, but imagine graves. Imagine shallow graves filled with mud. That's the easiest way to, like, describe the rough size and shape of these.
That's fair. All right.
And on one end are a pair of chickens, one white, one brown, and on the other end are Rainbow Dash and Applejack, or adult chickens, I should say. And on the other end are Rainbow Dash and Applejack with a couple of fluffy yellow baby chicks on their back. and they both, like, trudge into the mud, and they both trudge into the mud, like, towards the chickens, and the chickens on Applejack's back just, like, eventually just get frustrated and fly away or get off of there, whereas Rainbow Dash uses her wings to shield the chicks from the mud.
Yeah, the chicks from Applejack go and land with Rainbow Dash, which I guess, like, part of it is just making sure you can move across without getting mud on the chick. It's a weird... I don't understand how this sport works. I don't think it does.
Yeah,
the like... The sport just doesn't.
Yeah, I guess you could say there's some athleticism to, like, be able to move through the thick mud steadily and without getting too much on the chicks, but it's...
Yeah.
It doesn't make that much sense to me, and, like... And so, yeah, Rainbow Jazz just, like, spreads her wings out to, like, A, hold more chicks, and B, protect them from the mud. And I'll say this, like, I think Rainbow Dash on some level understands that she shouldn't get to use her wings, because if she did, she would just, like, fly across the mud, right?
Yeah, but, like...
But, I don't know. This one's borderline, but I would at least argue that, like, Applejack can't do this.
Okay, but, like, again, the fact that Rainbow Dash's entire body, like, muscle and skeletal structure is built around, like, wings, and Applejack's isn't, makes excluding the wings not a fair competition to Rainbow Dash, Rainbow Dash.
But then, a pony with wings will then always win this contest, or will always beat an Earth pony at this competition.
Yeah, and an Earth pony will always beat a Pegasus at the hammer ring a bell thing.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Like, at least that one has an element of athleticism to it. Like, at some point you're getting into, like, Earth Pony bones are better, which is a little, trans woman in the Olympics for me, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm not what I'm going. Yeah. I'm going purely for, like, muscle structure, because literally Rainbow Dash has an extra set of limbs Applejack doesn't. So, yeah. Like...
Rainbow Dash could probably beat me at the bell kick ring thing. Like...
Fair.
I'm not very strong. I'm not very athletic. But, like, any Pegasus could beat any Earth Pony in this chicken contest, right? It's like going up against a Balina in a high-five contest, right? Like, she has twice as many arms, you're going to lose.
And I think that's kind of why a lot of these, like, that's why it feels like the Iron Pony competition has, like, by the end of this, we have, like, 20 different events they have to go through. Like, some of them will just inherently be weighted more towards one, like, kind of pony than another.
Sure, but...
I think the balance is making sure that they're making, like...
Sure, like, I get that, right? Like, you know, there are other contests Applejack was always going to win, like, anything to do with kicking or anything to do with rope, but it seems silly to have a contest that every Pegasus will win 100% of the time because they have these extra appendages.
Yeah, but that...
Like, it's okay for the... Yeah, it's okay for the scale to tip a little bit one way or the other, and they get balanced out by the nature of the competition. That's, I think, unavoidable, and that's good contest design. But, like, it does kind of suck to, like, be in a competition that you have zero chance of winning because you were born with the wrong genes, right?
Yes. Yeah. I agree completely. I think we're arguing the same point, just from different angles on this.
Yeah, it's... If I were designing the contest, I would doubt to put this one in there, or, like...
Yes.
Possibly, it seemed like the Iron Pony... Well, Rainbow Dash suggests the Iron Pony contest, but it feels like the Iron Pony contest is, like, maybe kind of optimized for Earth Ponies. Like, this would be a fair contest if it was, you know, two Earth Ponies, two Pegasi, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, regardless...
Oh god, I was about to start talking about some fucking Battletech Zellbringer bullshit, and we don't need that guard in here. Hey, next...
Yeah, now it's time for Tug of War, which is when someone gets in my mouth and starts pulling out my tongue.
Oh.
Yes, dear?
I see.
Did you like my very good Tug of War joke, dear?
It was very good, and it almost made me forget how blatantly Rainbow was cheating on this one.
Yeah, we'll talk about you losing a tug of war and going down my gullet later, dear.
What? Hey, God.
I bet you taste good.
I mean, yeah, that's you know it tastes like coffee.
Yeah, my delicious little coffee horse.
Yeah.
Aw, a little bean snack.
Hey.
A little bean treat. Little bean bite.
Look, I am out here looking like a snack. It is true.
I agree.
Ah.
But you should see how delicious Beans looks right now. He's
fuck.
A very smoochable, edible horse.
Ah.
Aw.
Oh god, it's getting even more horny in here. Oh no.
Well, what can I say about this old war horse that I am?
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Anyways. So Rainbow Dash and Applejack are doing a tug of war over a pit of mud. And
yeah.
Applejack's and like Rainbow Dash are tugging over this pit of mud, and Applejack is winning. And eventually she does like manage to pull Rainbow Dash what would be into the mud if she didn't like start using her wings. And that would be bad enough. But then Rainbow Dash just like starts flying directly up and dangling Applejack over the mud pit while everyone is looking.
Like, yeah.
And then there's this whole weird back and forth where Applejack is holding the rope in her mouth. He's like, "You're cheating." And Rainbow Dash is like, "Oh, you can't, I can't understand what you have rope in your mouth." And when Applejack opens her mouth to be like, to yell at her properly, she falls into the mud. But like, how did no one notice this? Or
right?
Like,
Twilight, what the fuck were you doing, Twilight?
Yeah, like, Rainbow Dash, like, flies over and puts the winning score on the board, and, like, the board says the ending final score is 15-5, which I guess is probably accurate, because Rainbow Dash was cheating for a lot of those.
Yeah, like, it was 5-5, and then the push-ups thing happened, and it's just sort of implied Rainbow Dash just started, like, flaunting her wings and using them in ways that are clearly unintended to be part of the competition.
Yeah, so, and then, like,
no matter what your feeling on that is, she did agree to do this thing and then cheated by the rules what she was doing.
Yeah, like, so Rainbow Dash declares herself the winner. She, like, poses in front of, like, this big rainbow banner being held by, a couple other Pegasi. And, like, again, where's Twilight? Like, she's overseeing the tug of war at the start, but, like, then she's just absent? Like, where are you? Where are you looking, Twilight? This is clearly cheating. How is this ever fair? Like,
yeah, it's bullshit.
Like,
Twilight was fucking paid off. Rainbow Dash fucked Twilight the night before. That's how this happened.
Rainbow Dash is like, okay, if I win, I'll let you sit on my back and I'll vibrate all you want.
Right? we do get a lovely exchange, though, between Applejack and Rainbow.
Yeah, so, again, Rainbow Dash clearly cheated. Like, this is visible to everyone. I don't know why nobody says anything or even, like, acknowledges this other than Applejack. It is...
Right?
I literally said, "Oh, come on!" out loud when I saw this. Like, it is unconscionable.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, the two of them get in each other's face, and Applejack's, like, accusing her of cheating, and Rainbow Dash is like, "I'm still the best, even if I didn't cheat."
Yeah, and Rainbow Dash is like, "You never said I couldn't use my wings," and Applejack is like, "I expected you to play fair," which, like, yeah, like...
Yeah.
Rainbow Dash is very, like, there's no rules against a dog playing basketball. Well, no, like, the air bud defense is a good thing. This is, like, Rainbow Dash, like, you knew this on some level, right? Because, like... For example, that first event, the barrel slalom, she didn't use her wings. Like,
I mean, to be fair, the airbud defense is also, like, they also kind of knew they were doing something they shouldn't have, because they had to go, like, find out.
Yeah, they did have to go check the rule book to say, there's no rule that says a dog can't play basketball. But this is, you know, Rainbow Dash is being a piece of shit. Like,
yes.
Like, you know, you shouldn't have to, like, list everything you can't do, because if nothing else, that, you know, it encourages you to find loopholes. And also, Rainbow, you knew on some level that you weren't allowed to do this, because
you didn't
use your wings. For example, if, like, at the jumping part, Rainbow Dash had, say, used her wings to, like, get a better takeoff, that would have been borderline. I might have been willing to give that to her, but...
Yeah, that's what I was expecting to happen, like... once Rainbow Dash had entered cheating mode, is that she'd, like, get a little flick in as she was taken off that people wouldn't notice too well.
Yeah, and honestly, I might have been willing to give that to her. That was still, like, kind of a shitty thing, would have been kind of a shitty thing to do, but it would have been, like, less egregious.
Yeah. Yeah, but, so, like, when the two of them get in each other's face, I just really love that, like, Applejack, like, Rainbow Dash actually says something to the effect of, like, but I'm still the, I still would have won even if I hadn't cheated, and Applejack is like, yeah, prove it, and Rainbow Dash is like, gladly, how? It's just such a good break of, like, oh, Rainbow Dash, you fucking, you're so proud of yourself, the Ditz energy is just flowing out of your ears, the smoke is just filling your skull, yeah. I love you so much, you cheating lesbian.
Like, the cool thing to say would have been, like, gladly name the time and place, but, like,
yeah.
Like, he did not think that far ahead.
And, no.
Yeah, then there's a very cute scene of, like, Applejack grabs Rainbow Dash by her tail and, like, pulls her down to the ground and steps on her tail to hold her still. Which, again,
yeah.
Gay.
Right?
Like, again, Applejack has demonstrated that she could easily win this tug of war against Rainbow Dash hands down. Like, she has demonstrated her ability to wrangle Rainbow Dash while she is taking off many times.
Yeah, there's been several times of, like,
just by grabbing her tail in her mouth.
Yeah, where Applejack has rooted Rainbow Dash to the ground with that.
Yeah, there is no way in horse hell, or hell for short, that Applejack should not have won this tug of war, but here we are.
Yeah. Although I do appreciate that, like, even when they're like, because I'm assuming we're going to get to what their actual, like, the how they resolve this,
yeah,
of who is the more athletic pony. Yeah. But, like, even when they agree that, like, yeah, we're gonna do this, okay, cool, we're gonna do the spit on the hooves thing again, and, like, even after that and all this, like, fucking animosity, they still, like, get a giggle out of each other.
Yeah, yeah, like,
from, like, how silly they're being.
Yeah, like, Rainbow Dash is a little blows a raspberry with her tongue, they stare each other down, they get a laugh in.
Yeah.
And
like, yeah, even when they're, like, clearly upset at each other, these two ponies have such good, like, positive chemistry with each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're real cute.
Yeah. The only reason they didn't kiss is because ratings.
Yes.
But
these two definitely rage fuck quite often.
Oh, absolutely. Like, they're the only two who could keep up with each other.
Yeah. Or as they call it, training.
this is my special, I'd say it's special naked wrestling, but again, we don't normally wear clothes. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
This is my special horse training with Applejack time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to her bedroom. Well, no, they'd go out to the barn or something. Like,
yeah.
They're going to break shit if they fuck in a regular bedroom.
They need the special fuck zone. The reinforced fuck room.
Okay, I've written about this before, but for, certain genders of werewolf needing a prescribed consensual sex fight in order to basically,
yes,
in order to basically wear them out and, you know, keep them normal.
Yes, I have read your 20-page thesis on this.
I mean, it also just defines a very good phrase of first name consensual, last name sex fight. Yeah, please,
perfect.
Please, Mr. Sex Fight was my father. Call me consensual, or are you gonna learn to? Or are you gonna learn what happens when you misgender a sex fight twice?
Fuck yes. Oh boy.
Anyways.
Yeah, the thing they actually get the challenge to, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, that thread also had the phrase "sex fight prescription."
Oh.
And also, yeah. So Rainbow Dash and Applejack are doing the running of the leaves, which is Remember how the ponies had to do winter wrap-up themselves? Well, they also have to do autumn start-do themselves, which is where they run through the woods and knock all of the leaves down.
Yeah, the stampede of ponies through the woods is enough to shake all the leaves off the trees, mm-hmm, which, like, okay, alright, I'm glad Equestria's, like, weather is this fucked up.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
This doesn't have implications.
Yeah. And so we show up at Twilight and Spike again, and Spike's all excited, and Twilight's like, you know, why are you excited about the race? You're not, it's only for ponies, which sounds a little fucked up, to be honest, but,
Yeah, what? You could let some fucking cows in on this.
Yeah.
They seem like they'd be perfectly fine if they wanted to join in.
Yeah, like, I could see how Spike in particular would probably be underfoot and might get hurt in this pony stampede, but, like, a cow would be fine, a mule or a donkey.
Any of the many four-legged creatures that we've seen that have, like, that can talk and have personalities and stuff.
Yeah, again, like, it's kind of fucked up how the show acts like, you know, ponies are the only, like, you know, people when they're, you know, at least the only, like, pony-shaped people, but they're not. Like, you have cows and donkeys and mules. They can all talk. They're all people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never see them in any of these crowd shots.
No, because they'll just be treated like second-class citizens like Spike is.
Yeah.
Like, they are aware that pony society does not want to deal with them, so they just don't.
Yeah.
God, this is fucked up.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so Spike is all excited to commentate. He's got his stick again. He's like, ah, Phillies and Gentle Colts. But then he shows up and Pinky is there in a hot air balloon doing the announcing.
I really appreciate that, like, Spike doing the announcing, just like Pinkie Pie's voice comes in just in the distance as he gets closer and they're saying the exact same words.
Yeah.
Until he finally realizes he's hearing her and then he stops and he's like, oh. Oh, they've already got someone doing it. Fuck.
Yeah, and a new nice riff on the Simpsons bit where she's Pinkie Pie in the sky. Get it?
Yeah.
This is Pinkie Pie in the sky, or whatever.
Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah. And basically, she beats Spike to it, though, and Spike is, you know, a little upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
But Pinkie Pie is very good in this episode. I'll say this, like, Pinkie Pie is a good friend this episode, and I will admit I'm a sucker for the bit of the announcer or the commentator only has barely an idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, they're just saying bullshit. It's very good. I'm a sucker for it. I like Best in Show. That was, like, the only good part of that Dodgeball movie. I always like it.
Yeah. I wish we got more of this Pinkie Pie as we go forward, because, like, this episode is probably one of the best Pinkie Pies we've seen, like,
yeah,
in the show. Because, yeah, like,
the Pinkie Pie who, like, recognizes that Spike wants to join her but can't say it and invites him up, that's a good Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, the Pinkie Pie that actually gives a shit about what other people want rather than just thinking throwing a party is the answer to everything.
Yeah, and, like, Spike kind of throws some shade at her, which is a little uncalled for, but I can at least see that, like, I don't know, he takes some pride in the announcing. It's good.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, oh, fuck. Because Pinkie Pie is definitely being the color commentary, but I can never remember what the other, like, when you have an announcing pair,
the
you got play-by-play
commentary.
Yeah. And, like, Spike's trying to do play-by-play.
Yeah.
But Pinkie Pie is also doing play-by-play, and it's weird, and Spike's just like, well, cool, I guess we just don't do the cool, like, chemistry thing when you have two announcers, even though he's trying to.
Yeah. To be clear, I don't think Pinkie Pie knows this. Like, she's just having fun with it. Like, it's not like anyone ever, like, sat her down or explained to her what the usual dynamic is.
Yeah, like Spike's trying to, like, Spike is aware of the tropes and is trying to play into them, and Pinkie Pie is not,
Yeah, so she's being herself, but, like, and a lot of time with Pinkie Pie does her, like, weird random jokes, it's a little hard to watch, but she's good here. I like her here.
Yeah. We also get Applejack and Rainbow Dash having their bondage play being in public for a change, which I don't know if you got consent of everyone at the whole Running in the Leaves event for that, you two, but, like, one's complaining, so okay.
Yeah. I certainly wasn't asked, but I'm not gonna say anything. I think love wins.
Yeah. Love wins. Boot horse, you know.
Yeah. love wins.
Man. We'll have a listener that has no idea about us outside of this show who has no idea what you're referring to, and that's powerful.
I'm not going to explain it right now. Have fun.
No. Yeah.
You could try and look it up. You're not going to get anything.
I don't know. Maybe if we figure out a way for that to go on the Twitter, I'll do it. I don't know.
You know what they say? Clothes only counts in horse boots and hand grenades.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know what they say, love wins.
I mean, they do say that. But
fuck.
Tarnation, love wins.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Okay, so Rainbow Dash shows up. She's very cocky, as she always is. And Applejack's like, okay, yeah. I'm going to make sure you don't use your wings this time. Which, Rainbow Dash shouldn't be using her wings anyways, because it's like the vibration of the ponies running on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she finds that going fast enough that she blows the leaves off with the wind she generates. That's plausible.
Yeah, both of them make sense as ways to do it. Yeah. I imagine the running of the running leaves is possibly a combination of both. I don't know. The thing is, Rainbow does say, and I think it's the invitation to start their scene of, I'm going to win with both wings tied behind my back. Because that is what gets Applejack to be like, yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, yep. And
you little fucking sub.
Yep. Yeah, like Rainbow is bratting, and she knows she will be called on this, and she is immediately. And
yes,
Applejack ties her wings, behind her back. She just ties her wings right up, and Applejack's happy about this.
Yep. Rainbow Dash is bratty about it, but we do not get to see the continuation of their kink time because Twilight shows up.
So Spike gets brought up into the balloon with Pinkie Pie. Spike is like, "Hey, Pinkie Pie." She's like, "Yeah." Like, never mind. But then she picks up on what he wants to do here and brings him up to the balloon. Again, it's very good. I like this Pinkie Pie a lot.
Yes, this is good Pinkie Pie.
Yeah. Like, it's... And there's a lot going on here where, like, these ponies are a lot more emotionally aware they're better friends to each other when the episode isn't about them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is well studied. We don't have to get into it here, but...
Yeah. Like, I think this is one of the only episodes, definitely one of the only episodes so far, but probably in my memory where, like, even the main ponies are actually still pretty good friends to each other, even though it's like a rivalry. Like, these two, Applejack and Rainbow Dash, are only shitty to each other directly in, like, when they're doing competitions.
Yeah.
As soon as they stop being, like, directly competing with each other, they just go back to being friends. It's amazing.
It's very good. So then, I'd like to point out that, like, during the crowd shot where we're... Yeah, we're looking at all the ponies getting ready to, we can see some ponies waiting to run the race. We see some ponies in the background. We get, among other things, two Colgates, two Lyras, two Bon Bons and Carrot Tops, one of which are racing and one of which is in the background.
Oh no. Pony cloning?
Clonies, if you will.
Twonies. Twinned ponies.
That could be arranged here.
I mean, gestures at previous episode.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is two hench ponies. Anyway,
I think it'd be good to have two henchmen. I also think it'd be good to have a little extra spark around the house. But we'd have to share you. That might be annoying.
Hmm.
Well, I assume you'd be the one getting twinned. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, we can deal with this at a later date.
Yeah.
It's a date.
Yeah, we'll turn you into something, dear. Don't worry.
Oh, I thought we might be turning something into me. But all right. Yeah, again, we'll figure something out.
Dear, we'll be here for several years. We'll have plenty of time to do both.
I'm recalling an episode, one of the last ones I watched, of, like, Pinkie Pie clones.
Yeah.
And I'm dreading that episode, because I remember the sheer, like, oh god, what has this show even become?
Yeah.
Sensation I had while watching that was part of why I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to find out what happened in the multiple seasons after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of these days, Jerry, we'll get bonus beans.
Ah, very good. Ah, fuck.
Yep. In fact, Applejack even mentions that Rainbow Dash is trussed up like a turkey.
Which I don't think that's how you tie up a turkey when you're cooking it, right?
Yeah, no, you usually do more of a grid pattern to, like... this and that, but what are you gonna do? But also, ponies don't eat meat, so like...
Look, turkeys are just into bondage, okay? It's fine.
And this is how you would do bondage on a turkey. Or at least wing bondage on a turkey.
That's fair.
They did bondage on a turkey.
They did surgery on a grape voice. That's one of the things I really love, is like the they did surgery on a grape voice, and then saying so, and then like, because I have never heard, like... any official, like, anything saying that. So it is a, like, like, meme reference voice meme with no original voice to be referencing, and that's beautiful to me.
Yeah, they just did surgery on a grape.
Yeah, they did surgery on a grape, you know. Fuck.
So Pinkie Pie also has, like, a... During Pinkie Pie and Spike's back before that, I forgot about this, there's a very good, like, Spike is talking to Pinkie Pie. He's like, hey, you know, hey, Pinkie Pie. She's like, what's up? Well, I'm up. But what do you want? That was cute. That was a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah, there's some good jokes back and forth in that balloon.
Yeah, like, again, a lot of the times Pinkie Pie's, like, quote, randomness, end quote, gets on my nerves, but here is... It's very good. Partially because I could see some of myself... I could see myself as some of these, whether I like it or not, but...
Yeah.
So... Twilight shows up, and
my note for this bit says, oh good, it's nerd bullying time.
Yeah, so Twilight shows up, and she is number 42, by the way. If all the ponies have, like, raised up or stuck to their flanks, so in case you had any doubt that this episode is calling Twilight a nerd, there you go.
Yeah,
I mean, she wins in the end, but
Listener, if you haven't guessed by just the sheer fact Twilight shows up to this race, you know, the non-athletic pony, if this is not, like, spiking, like, the rabbit and the tortoise, like, parable shit to you, that we just have two rabbits and one tortoise here, and then a bunch of other ponies that are just sort of other animals in the race that don't really matter, because they are just sort of a horde.
Yeah. So, Dare, are you more of a bunny horse or a hare horse or a turtle horse? Tortoise horse? A tort horse?
A
tort horse?
A horse-torse? Okay, there we go. I'm that, just because that is an amazing thing to hear you say.
A horse is a horse of torse of torse.
There we go. Yeah,
I agree.
Like,
there we go.
Yeah. But, like, so both... Rainbow Dash and Applejack, and, like, the and Applejack part of this baffles me, just start giggling their heads off at the concept of Twilight being in a race. Like, remember what we said a little bit ago about Applejack being super supportive and kind to all her friends and, like, always happy to see them trying shit?
Yeah.
Applejack, what's up? The episode taking over your body a bit, huh?
Yeah, like, I get that, like, it is kind of nice to see, like, Rainbow Dash and Applejack, like, bonding over something. Like, they're both laughing at Twilight, and they're united in that, which is kind of nice to see. And to Twilight's credit, she, like, mostly lets it roll off her back. She's like, that's right, it is pretty funny to have her say, listen, I've read several books on running, and I think I can do it. She's proven, right in the end, to be clear, but...
Yeah. Yeah, she has turned her theory into practice, and it is impressive, but...
Like,
yeah.
To be clear, Twilight has no illusions that she will win. She simply wants to participate because this is a Ponyville tradition. This is something they do here, and, like, she would like to learn about it. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
We had winter wrap-up, like, a month ago, like, which, again... The meteorological implications are baffling, but, like, yeah, like, she wanted to be part of winter wrap-up. She wants to be part of the running of the leaves. Like, it's a thing they do here. Like, don't... Applejack, you were so very adamant about her sticking to the rules and stuff before. Just let her be part of the running of... Like, she doesn't want to win the race. She's just there to, like, do a run.
Yeah. Like, she studied for it. She's, like... She has no illusions that she'll win, but she wants to enjoy herself and, like, do a good job and participate. Like, what more could you ask for?
Exactly. Like, that's why we showed up, right? Yeah. Like,
well.
I mean, also to...
I'll bet I have a fondness for the autumn leaves, but...
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like the thing to do as well, yes.
Yeah. Like, we had an episode to talk about. It was also nice to just get for a run with this very beautiful horse that I share an abode with.
Aww.
There were a lot of cute butts to look at while we were going. You know, it's fine. It's great.
It's nice to have a run with the beans.
Yeah.
The running of the beans, if you will.
Ah.
We go here to this mare-a-thon. Huh?
Fuck. Yeah, but...
Yeah, so...
But there is one thing that sticks out to me, and it's the fact that, Rarity... It's sort of... Wow. No, she's not present in this episode. Yeah. Rainbow Dash, calls Twilight an egghead.
Yeah.
multiple times.
Yeah, she's like, oh, did you read the Egghead's Guide to Running?
Which, like, what the fuck? I barely understand why Egghead is an insult for, like, humans who are nerds. Why the fuck is that a thing for ponies?
Well, see, it means your head is very white and round and full of delicious goo, and if you sit on it enough, it'll hatch.
So am I an egghead?
I don't know, well, I guess the color's about right for you to be a brown egg.
Very good.
But, like, okay. If I sit on your head enough, will you hatch?
I don't know, will I?
Well, I mean, we've already had one bird come out of your head.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And she's being quite good and quiet today, which I appreciate.
Yeah. What a good bird.
Yeah. She's having a nice snack and giving me the stink eye because I've turned around and looked at her while she's eating.
Aw.
But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Rainbow Dash calls Twilight an egghead several times.
Yeah. Like, Applejack's been laughing along the entire time, except for the egghead guide to... Oh, no, it was the stretching your eye muscles joke that, like, Applejack doesn't laugh to.
Mm-hmm.
But Rainbow Dash is losing her fucking mind because she's gotten tied up, which means the horny bimbo energy is just filling her whole body now.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, we get to the starting of the race, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just about. I'm trying to look up where the term egghead came from.
Oh, no.
Well, at what point it referred to someone being bald, which makes sense. Eggs don't have hair.
Yeah, like that's kind of what I assumed, was that it was like, you know, people who know a lot are like old-ass nerds, and therefore like are bald people.
It is wild that I'm looking at Wikipedia here, and in U.S. English slang, egghead is an epithet used to refer to blah, 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 blah. It was part of a widespread anti-informed social propaganda effort that insisted that credentialed intellectual blah, 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 blah. This feels like it was written by someone who was mad about being called an egghead, and
yeah.
It feels, the way this is written, it feels like it stops just short saying, oh, actually, egghead is a slur.
Yeah.
Which...
How the fuck do you get Wikipedia here?
I believed in myself.
Okay, alright.
I don't know, like, I...
Okay.
I don't know, I throw my head back, the lightning strikes in the back of my head, and I start doing, you know, big dramatic hoof punches, and... yeah.
And seems all I can do is get on Twitter sometimes, aw, fuck!
Well, maybe you need to be more dramatic about it, put more flair into your work.
I'll try.
Well, I can give you some cackling lessons if you'd like.
Ooh, that does sound fun!
Yeah.
I'll have to do that later, I think.
Yeah. Or you can just watch and be filled with gay hench energy as I cackle more. Either way, dude.
Ooh, that... but, like, a good like, assistant has a good, like, weird giggly cackle as well.
Oh,
gotta get that in there.
Oh, of course. The mad scientist unveils her invention and starts laughing, and, the hench, the assistant, joins in, of course.
Yeah, like a little like complimentary to the like raucous cackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh fuck, my Twitter connection just got better just from doing that. Okay.
Yeah, see?
Huh. Damn. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind.
See, dear, I'm already rubbing off on you.
I mean, you do that every night, but
yeah. Now who's twinning who?
Oh no. Oh no.
I think you'd look cute with a pink streak, dear.
I mean, yeah. Right.
Think you'd make a good little sparky beans. A little graceful beans.
Oh no. Oh no. Friends, the puns are I can feel my brain starting to form actually good puns. Oh no.
Aw, you flatter me, dear.
Yeah, always.
I'll just have to smoosh that brain of yours so it knows it's doing a good job.
Okay.
Or fuck it, so now it's doing a really good job. Either way.
Yeah. the race started at this, like, I think we covered everything before the actual race gets going.
Yep, so the race begins, and all the ponies start running in this big cloud, including, and they just loop the same crowd, the same, like, cloud of dust three times, and you could tell because Lyra runs past, like, three times.
Yeah, we were in there somewhere, mm-hmm. but of course,
mm-hmm.
couldn't be seen by the camera of the episode.
Yep, and, Pinkie Pie gets a pretty good bit where she's like, yeah, and here we are at Ponyville's annual Running of the Leaves. You know, Spike, contrary to the name, the leaves don't actually do any actual running.
That's up to My Little Ponies.
Yep.
Ah, title drop.
Yeah, I wrote that. And and Spike is all like, that's right, Pinkie Pie. The ponies do the running to knock the leaves off the trees. It's good.
Them lazy leaves.
Yeah, damn leaves.
God damn it, Pinkie Pie. You need to chill.
And then Sparks are talking about the grudge match between Rainbow Dash and Applejack and how they both really want to win. And Pinkie Pie's like, that's right. And grudge line rhymed with fudge, but if I eat too much fudge, I can't budge. So no fudge?
I got a pudge, so I can't budge.
There we go. And Spike's like, so no fudge? And no, thanks, you had a big breakfast. I'm good.
Like so many good little lines.
Yeah, like, she's good. She gets good lines. She, like, adds some levity to the episode when it's supposed to just about Rainbow Dash and Applejack running. And,
Dash gets a good line as well around the same time with, come on, Rainbow, show him a little Dash.
Yeah, that was good.
It's very good.
Rainbow Dash saying her own name to herself to give her strength, which I do right? as well because I'm trans. But, Pinkie Pie gets a good bit where it's like, oh, okay, so Applejack pulls ahead by a nose, and Rainbow Dash pulls ahead by half a nose, and, ooh, or is it 3/4 of a nose, or is it 62.5% of a nose? And then Spike glances at her, and she's like a little, or thereabouts, roughly speaking. And then
yeah.
Rainbow Dash pulls ahead, Applejack pulls ahead, she's like, and then Applejack pulls ahead by 350 noses!
Yeah, it's weird that she keeps measuring by noses at that scale, and so accurately.
It's a good bit. It's a good joke. And then Applejack trips over a rock, blames Rainbow Dash for it, then Twilight kind of brings up the rear, and she's like, Applejack, you tripped over that rock there.
Like, you're running so fast, you weren't looking where you were going, like, just pay attention to where you're going, and just enjoy the running. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and Applejack's like, yeah, no, you're right, I gotta go catch up. Which she does, easily.
Mm.
And then Pinkie Pie describes Applejack as the bee's knees in the cat's pajamas, and then gets all kind of weird at, like, why would Applejack steal a poor kitty's PJs?
That's not very sportsmanlike. And yeah. Spike, I start feeling sorry for Spike, because he signed up to actually take this seriously.
Yeah.
And now he's just like, yeah, Pinkie Pie. Yeah, that's okay, Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, and like, he's at least doing his best to roll with it, but it's like, you know, Spike, you know, like you said, he's trying to take this seriously, so maybe he shouldn't be yes-anding this. And also, wait, where do you even go from there?
Right? Like, I think this is a problem, at least a little bit for these two, is that Pinkie Pie doesn't leave an opening for Spike to yes-and.
Yeah, like,
Pinkie Pie just drops her own joke and just leaves dead air for Spike to have to fill.
Yeah, because Pinkie Pie isn't aware that there's a dynamic there, right? Mm-hmm. Even if Spike's playing the straight man, she doesn't really give him much to do.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Yeah, because we don't really get to see these two together very much, and I think they could be very fun together.
Yeah, like, there are, like, the fudge conversation was some really good chemistry,
yeah.
And, like, the invitation up into the balloon, and, like, occasionally, later during their announcement bits, they get, like, some good back and forth going. But so often, it's just Spike being like, I cannot follow what the fuck Pinkie Pie's up to, and Pinkie Pie does not see this as a problem.
Yeah, and like, again, Spike is allegedly on play-by-play. He probably shouldn't get too caught up in the bits if he wants to take this somewhat seriously.
He's not even trying to get caught in the bits, yeah. though. He's just like, I have nothing to say. I am baffled
yeah.
by this non sequitur.
Yep. Anyways, Rainbow Dash trips over a stump, and then when Twilight's like, Rainbow Dash, Applejack did trip you, you tripped over that stump. Rainbow Dash's like, nah, it was Applejack, and I'm gonna get revenge.
Hey, Rainbow Dash, you remember? We brought it up earlier, but Applejack fucking killed Moon Satan by being honest.
Yeah, like,
think about it.
Yeah, like, literally, why would she do this, Rainbow Dash? Like, I get that, you have shitty competition brain, and, like, you're kind of looking for an excuse to cheat, but, like, come on. Like, you know Applejack. You know how, remember how mad she was at you when you absolutely cheated? And, like, by the way, Rainbow Dash admits that she cheated. Like,
Yeah, Rainbow Dash doesn't say she didn't cheat, just that, like, it wasn't out of the rules for her to cheat.
Like, she even says, like, I would have won even if I hadn't cheated, which implies that you did cheat, Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, like, just... It's not great.
Yeah, but anyway, she's like, well, now I'm gonna go cheat back and go get Applejack, my friend whose whole thing is being honest and is really concerned with sportsmanship.
Right?
Anyways. Another little blackout, and Pinkie Pie greets us back with, "Welcome back, Pony Villains," which, as a pony villain myself, I feel very seen. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a good, like, I'm impressed you didn't trip when she said that, because you seem to kind of lose track of the whole race we were in the middle of when she said it.
Yeah. There's a bit where Rainbow Dash catches up, and then Pinkie Pie is like, ooh, yeah, I don't see how ketchup is going to help her here, but it is useful when you're in a hot dog eating contest, but I prefer mustard. And then Spike's like, I like pickles.
Bringing real I like turtles energy to the conversation, Spike. Well, good job.
I guess it could be saying I like relish on my hot dogs, but, like, it seemed like a bit of a stretch. Or maybe he was just, like, thinking of a tube-shaped food he did like. I don't know.
I could see Spike in a pickle-eating competition.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, I like pickles, too. I think they're great. I liked them before I was trans, by the way. Not a stereotype.
I'm one of those exceptions that proves the rule. I kind of could stand pickles before I transitioned, and then after I transitioned, I just couldn't. I just fucking hate pickles now. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a pretty good back and forth between Spike and Pinkie Pie. I like that.
It was cute.
I assume hot dogs in this universe are made out of, you know, soy or something. I assume, yeah, they're made out of something that isn't meat, one assumes.
I mean, yeah. I have to believe so as well.
Yeah.
But also, like, again, Pinkie Pie knows about the concept of, like, kings and queens and shit.
Yeah.
So, oh, maybe that's...
In a far-off distant land.
Maybe that was it. Is that, like, that's why Spike was so confused, is he has no idea what a hot dog is. But weird context of someone next to him reaching through the fourth wall and him loosely understanding what's going on. You know, you got some, like, Lovecraftian bullshit going on of, like, trying to understand the world as it is currently shaped, and the best he's got is that pickles kind of look like hot dogs, so it's all he has to say.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to say I think we see hot dogs. I think we might even see a hot dog eating contest at some point in the show, but that's a vague memory of times gone by.
Yeah, we may have seen one before. I don't know. Like, yeah, I definitely have a mental image of, I think, Rainbow Dash eating a hot dog at some point. But that might have also just been art someone made, not, like, canon. I guess the entire show is art someone made, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Rainbow Dash does finally do the cheating here. She grabs a branch on her way by and flicks it in Applejack's face.
They run into Whitetail Wood, which, A, it's just a very pretty name for a forest, IMO.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, it's lovely. I love the autumn leaves. And I'm gay.
Yeah, you are, and it's good.
Local horse. Gay for leaves? local lady leaf fucker?
Oh, I'm trying to imagine a pony that runs a newsstand, and it's very, like, J. Jonah Jameson, but, like, I want pictures of Celestia on my desk by tomorrow morning.
I am like, I am 100% sure I've seen a J. Jonah Jameson pony, or like P.
Oh, 100%.
P. Pona Ponison. And I'm like 99% yeah. I've actually seen him in the show. But I've also.
Yeah, that.
But I've also 100% sure I've seen fan art of him.
Yeah. Like, this show's gone on long. Like, we have multiple seasons to go through. They definitely get, like, concept bankrupt enough that they need, like, a J. Jonah Jameson character for one episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Rehash the, like, don't believe gossip about people
yeah.
concept into an episode that's actually fucking about gossip for a change.
Yeah, though, I really hope he does at least I need pictures! Pictures of Spider-Man!
Right?
God,
that'd be very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember there's a masked superhero episode. I really hope he shows up in that.
Yeah, pictures of Mayor Duwell.
There you go. I need this in my life. Yeah.
So,
but yeah, we definitely get into some real wacky racist bullshit.
Yeah, this is where...
I was gonna say, because after Applejack gets flicked in the face by a branch, she goes to a different branch and pulls it back, sitting on the branch, and lets go, so she's just, like, catapulted forward to catch up with Rainbow Dash again.
Yeah. And then Applejack is now like, oh, well, if Rainbow Dash is doing this, I'm going to retaliate. Which...
Yeah. Rainbow Dash is clearly cheating, so I'm going to do stuff to even the playing field.
Yeah, which... I don't really blame Applejack for it at this point.
Yeah, like, there hits a point where, like, yeah, the other side is just blatantly cheating. It's... You let them break the rules first, but as soon as they break a rule, it's okay for you to keep doing it. Like, I understand that mentality completely.
Because, you know, Rainbow Dash isn't going to stop, right? Like, once Rainbow Dash has decided it's okay to cheat, she's not going to be swayed by your honesty. She's already given herself carte blanche.
Yeah. Yeah, she's already decided cheating is fine.
Yeah.
So, you can either try and stay honest and just get dunked on, or you lower yourself to her level.
Yeah. So... Applejack retaliates by kicking a beehive off of a tree, which, rude to bees.
Rude to bees.
Yes.
The twinning is setting in.
Content warning, bee concern, twinning kink.
Right?
I'm sorry, I still have Manfred Mann's Wikipedia page up, and I saw the phrase...
No!
I'm going to close it right after I say this sentence. I saw the phrase jazz penis out of the corner of my eye, and I read jazz penis...
Oh, very, very good. It's like a jazz solo cup, but it's a dick.
You put a saxophone in my dick hole.
Brings a whole new meaning to sounding, huh? I hate myself for that one. Fuck.
I agree. Sound off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the bees start to chase Rainbow Dash. They chase her so she goes faster because it's a cartoon. And she jumps into a bush, and the bees do that really good cartoon thing where they turn into a they can't find her, and they turn into a question mark and exclamation point, like, huh? Like the swarm of bees.
Full on interrobang on that.
Yeah. And then they fly off. And then Rainbow Dash does the wacky racist shit of switching the sign around so that Applejack will run the other direction.
Yeah, Applejack goes left when the rest of the racers go to the right.
Yep. And then she switches it back, like, right when Twilight shows up. Or, like...
Mm-hmm.
When Twilight shows up, Rainbow Dash is, like, futzing with the sign to get it back, and she's like, and, like, for, like, one frame, there's, a very classic vector of, like... Like, her eyeballs are really tiny, and her hooves are up, and she's like,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, I have seen this around the internet.
Yep.
And then she's like, ah, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm sure to win the race now. And Twilight's like, uh-huh. All the other ponies just passed you. And Rainbow Dash does this very cute, like, all her legs splayed out in different directions, like, oh, horse apples! And just goes running off.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, there's a very good, there's a very good, like, animation and, like, character work in this episode.
Mm-hmm. They definitely pulled out all the stops to go, mm-hmm. to go silly on stuff on this one.
And, Applejack winds up on top of a mountain, and our announcers notice her, and they're like,
the Applejack noticers log on.
Yeah, and they're like, Applejack, what are you doing up here? There's no trees. And she's like, yeah, this is where the signs told me to go. Oh, Rainbow Dash tricked me. Can I get a lift?
Yeah. The thing is, the moment she realizes that that Rainbow Dash cheated, she makes this really adorable like whinny noise. And I don't know if the show ever uses that sound again, but it is adorable.
She's such a good horse.
She's a wonderful horse.
Quality horse, IMO.
Yeah. A++ horse, this one. That's what the second J is. It's two pluses.
Ah.
I have no idea what that means.
Ah. Good horse. So, Rainbow Dash catches up. She does this by, like, dangling from the rope that Spike climbed up to, like, land next to Rainbow Dash. And Rainbow Dash is like, hey, you said no flying! Which, like, A, Rainbow Dash, fuck you! Like, you've been cheating this entire time. And B, Applejack's like, no, I said no wings!
Yeah, turning your own shit around on you, like...
Yeah. And so they're running, and they pass, like, a bunch of trees that are tapped to catch up, you know, sap to make into maple syrup, one assumes.
Yes.
And, Applejack kicks one of those, which feels fucked up. We wanted to eat that later, come on. But,
yeah, like, one tree's worth of sap is not a hell of a lot to lose, but, I mean, again, winter wrap-up, she was concerned about, you know, not planting enough food, so... Seeing Applejack doing some willing food wastage is some interesting, the episode taking over the pony's body thing.
Yeah. And, so she creates this, like, Mario Kart-ass puddle of syrup that, that Rainbow Dash sticks in, and, like, it does the cartoon rubber thing where, like, she sticks in it, she pulls forward, it rubber bands her back, and then... She sees what's happening, makes herself really aerodynamic so that when it zooms her back forward again, she's going really fast.
Yeah, she snaps free and becomes a flying meme image of just her being a bullet flying through the air.
Yeah, like the wind like pushing her cheeks back is, again, pretty classic.
Yeah, those front legs held back like arms. Like, yeah, like I saw that and like... Normally it's your meme brain, horse brain that is triggered. For me, that was just like an explosion of, oh, I've seen so many uses of this image.
Yep. Meanwhile, if I want to see a pony's lips and cheeks push back, I just have to put my hooves in Beans' mouth. It's very good. I got such a big horse mouth, and I get to explore it. See? Can I just see cute folks? Like, she's making these noises and I don't even have my hooves in her mouth. Like, she just does that all on her own. I just have to mention it.
Look, it's... Mm.
It's very good and very cute, dear.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll have to stretch your mouth out a little bit for proper cackling. A good horse. What a good smoochable horse.
Okay.
I'm gonna kiss that nose.
Ah.
Mwah. Good horse.
Okay. Folks, I'm just gonna be blushing over here now.
Folks, you just see her wiggle and blush and try and cover it up. It's very good. Aww. Folks, I know I say this a lot, but look at this quality horse.
I don't think they can look at me. It's audio.
Okay, folks, imagine this, rotate this quality horse in your mind. Or,
okay, there we go.
Or, you know, just let her noises paint a word picture in your mind, especially as I, you know, squeeze her nice and tight. Maybe nibble her ear a little bit. Just talk about how, just think about how good she is. Look at this good horse.
I can't believe you're doing this right now.
Well, I don't know. You have to think about how good you are and, you know, fun is to play with you. What a helpful little hench pony you are. Said it yourself, you wish there were two of you so you could help me around the house more.
Yeah, but
such a helpful horse.
We're like so close to the end of the episode and
Okay, dear. Now, ask your princess to let you go, or at least to get back to the episode. Or Madam Spark, either way.
Princess, can you let me go so we can get back to recording?
All right.
Okay.
Mwah. Oh. Kashi kiss, though.
I'm just gonna need a second to pull myself back together. I'm sorry.
Aw. I mean, this gives me more time to sit here and appreciate you. Aw, I love those little squeaks.
Okay.
I mean, I know a few reasons why you'd squeak when you're being squeezed here, but sometimes I don't even have to lay a hoof on you.
Look, I'm extremely gay, and this episode was so full of gay energy, and...
Yeah, I got you all riled up, dear. I get it. I'm gay, too.
Okay, so...
So... So
I think they have a bit where they get in, like, a weird fight and end up, like, on a rock thing that slides backwards for some reason.
Yeah.
And...
So...
What?
Rainbow Dash shoots past Applejack with the syrup boost, turning Applejack into, like, this horse tornado.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
And the tornado catches Rainbow Dash again, and the two of them end up, like, sidetracked onto a weird cliff thing.
Yeah, that then falls down and, like, lands with a rock. It, like, the rock lands, and then they start running towards the finish again, and they... Rainbow Dash starts pushing her, and Applejack pushes back, and... You know, it's again like a whole, oh no, she didn't, oh yeah, she did thing, because it was from 2011.
Yeah, that bit definitely did not age well.
Yeah, and eventually they just turn into this cartoon cloud of violence as they go over the finish line.
They do back and forth a tail tug each, like Applejack tugs Rainbow Dash's tail and Rainbow Dash tugs Applejack's, and then... Yeah, because right before it's the tussle, Applejack tries to bite Rainbow's tail again, but gets the rope instead, so Rainbow Dash's wings are freed. So she starts flying instead, and Applejack does those long jump skills we know she has, and lands on Rainbow Dash, and that's what turns them into a tussle.
There we go, that's what does it.
Yeah, where they end up tying, going across the finish line, which, dear listener, I have to imagine you saw that coming after all this back and forth.
Yeah. Like, it's a good episode because, like, you can figure out exactly what's going to happen from the writing on the wall. It's not a particularly original episode. You know, like my darling co-host here says, it's the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, we just have two hares.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Damn, we didn't even get any bunny TF in this episode.
Right? But there's a very good bit of, like... Them being like, oh yeah, we tied. Okay, wait, we tied like for first, and Twilight's like, no, you tied for last.
Yeah,
everyone else already crossed the finish line.
Yeah, you tied for dead last. Twilight like shows up with a medal, and they're like, wait, you won? And she's like, well, no, I got fifth place, but that's still pretty good given that I've never run a race before.
I got fifth. You know, first time I did a race, it's pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, you know,
gotta agree.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I did what I. My book said I paced myself, and then I passed everyone else while they were all tired.
Yeah, we got in the last leg, and I was just kind of had been jogging the whole time. Everyone else been running full sprint, so just kind of everyone else was tired, and I just sprinted to the finish line. Got fifth, not bad.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird to watch her go dashing by us, but I mean, we've seen her run around a lot in the episodes. Yeah. Like she's definitely no slouch.
Yeah, and well, I'll admit I was a little distracted by the falling autumn leaves. Yeah. My mind wasn't entirely on the race.
I mean, yeah, or else you would have got first. I understand. But like,
I don't know if I would have.
I mean, I was...
But I'll take the compliment, dear. I don't think I'm quite that fast, but I'll take the compliment where I can get it, dear.
Okay, I think you probably could have definitely got top five.
Oh, well, I am a top...
she got it.
There
she got
go.
The joke I
there
was going
go.
For.
Yeah, I could top the number five.
I mean, do we want to invite Twilight over then?
I think I could top most numbers. I'm a mathematical Platonist of sex, which means I think that numbers exist in some sort of real physical sense, and also that I can and should top them.
Yes, accurate, 100%.
Thank you, dear.
I would like to fuck eight.
Oh, I think we could both fuck eight at the same time. It's got two holes.
Exactly.
Yeah, then our dicks could touch. I think it'd be good.
Yeah.
Fellas.
I mean...
Or alternatively, the number 8 does kind of look like balls.
Yeah. This is a distracting thing to consider.
That's the real question. Is the number 8 a pair of balls, or is it 2 ona holes?
Or is it 2 tits?
It really is the sexiest number less than... less than perhaps 8,085.
I mean,
the
yeah.
boobs number.
The only number that's possibly sexier than that is the sex number, you know, 420.
Yeah.
Second to that one is actually the weed number, 69.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me getting my mathematics cutie mark for writing the boobs number on a chalkboard and turning it upside down to a shocked panel of horse experts.
Experts, thank you very much.
Well, then what do you call a witch?
A witch.
But, you know, aren't they hex experts?
I mean, okay, yeah, but then you're just making a portmanteau that sounds like hexperts, horse experts. And then you're just going to be confusing people.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a well-accepted type of induction, dear. I have to be able to keep that in my repertoire.
That's fair. Oh, fuck. But yeah, so they're again, shitty to Twilight for being a nerd,
yeah.
Even though Twilight did good.
Yeah, and Twilight's like, I mean, you two would have won if you weren't horsing around.
And then Celestia shows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Celestia's just here. Like, she's like, oh, I love it when the... fall is my favorite season. I love to watch the running of the leaves. So I just showed up. Like, don't...
Like,
remember when last time when Princess Celestia was coming to town, it was, like, this whole big event. But now she just, like, drops by and, like, everypony bows, which is fucked up. But, like...
Also, have you looked at Celestia walking straight towards
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I didn't want to say...
God!
I didn't want to say anything because I was worried I'd be put to death, but Celestia straight on is weird to look at. I think
yeah.
looking at anypony head on is a little weird, but it's really weird for Celestia.
Yeah.
Her head is, like, weirdly round.
It's whatever animator did that really missed the prompt on how to make that look
like,
good.
I get that you have a character who's drawn to look good in profile in, like, three quarters and such, or at least whose head is always going to be not straight at the camera. It's never going to look good. This is a well-studied phenomenon. I don't generally recommend watching the Phoenix Wright anime, except for maybe the episodes that are made specifically for the anime and aren't adapting the games. But one very funny thing is you can tell that, like, Phoenix's haircut does not look good head-on, or directly from the back, because he wasn't drawn to do it. He's a visual novel character. You only see him in three quarters.
Yeah, that is the advantage of visual novel characters. That is the only angle at which they are visible.
Yeah, like,
if they turn even a tiny bit from that, they just vanish
yeah,
from
like,
existence.
You see other characters head on because they have to talk to you, but when you're the perspective character, you're only ever seen in profile.
Yeah.
Because the court...
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, because the court sessions are in third person. But anyways... if I get to talk about Ace Attorney, we'll be here all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Celestia is just here, which is fucked up. Like, no one seemed to know she was coming.
Yeah, she just snuck out.
Yeah, like, you'd think, like, she doesn't really show up on her chariot, apparently, and, like, normally it's, like, a big deal, right? It's the fucking head of state is coming to town, but here she just shows up, like... She's like, oh, I wanted to watch the leaves happen.
I wished to observe leaf.
Which, don't get me wrong, I also like to observe leaf, but
yeah.
I'm as much of a leaf head as anyone. Personally, I would argue that maybe Celestia's a bit of a fake leaf fan. I didn't see her running.
Right?
Oh, you're a leaf fan? Name three colors.
Ah, fuck.
Gamer girl bathwater.
That is a color of leaf, you are correct. The secret leaf color.
Anyways.
Oh, you're a real fan of fucking Spark? Yeah, name 10 of her friends. Spilled beans. Damn, made that too easy.
How many of her balls have you tasted, huh? Anyways.
I mean, do you need the number, or?
I mean, I know you do. I know we have the scoreboard at home. or the horror board, as I call it.
It's me, the board about being a whore. It's me. Yeah, actually, maybe not that one.
Wait, why would you be a board? Now, if it,
this is a weird, weird
now
moment.
If it was the whore broad, and if you're like using antiquated terms for a woman, it feels weird to call a horse a broad. And it.
But what if they're studying in a different country? Then they are a horse abroad.
And then in that case, I'd love to study abroad. Or two.
Hey. Why are we doing the A thing now? We've done it like a few times this episode. All right.
How about this? So I'll mix it up a little bit. B.
Oh, I see what you did there.
C. Huh?
Yeah, there we are. It's the thing.
Yeah.
Look, the only thing straight about me is that I am sometimes the straight horse in this relationship for jokes. Yeah.
Check in next week on Graceful Spark Recites the Alphabet, maybe.
I hope not.
Here's a preview. D. Huh? This episode's already, pretty long. I don't see why we're padding out with more bits.
I don't know. This is baffling to me.
Well, you're cute when you're baffled, dear, so, I get that.
We don't even get a letter this episode. Just, both Celestia and Twilight, kink shame Rainbow Dash and Applejack for getting so into their bratting at each other that they didn't actually run a good enough race to knock all the leaves off.
Yeah, so that part's weird. So the lesson you're meant to take home is the friendship is more important than the competition, which is correct. Don't be a sore loser or a sore winner, It's just a game, as Twilight says to one of them, probably Rainbow Dash.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I think she says it's Rainbow Dash, but
Yeah, so it is where they're Celestia shows up, the fucking horse president shows up to be like, hey, you two should chill.
Yeah.
And then, this doesn't mean anything. This may or may not mean anything to you, but there's, an adult Bab Seed pony in the background who's a character we're not going to meet for a hot minute. But there's a pony that looks like them, and I wanted to point that out now so I can refer to it later.
I will try and lock that away in my memory so that when we eventually meet this pony, I will know what the hell you're talking about.
I'll put some other locks on you too, just to help.
Okay. So Applejack says sorry. Just a second.
Gosh, dear. I've really got you going.
Yeah.
I mean, you're cute when your thoughts don't work, dear. You get this very adorable expression on your face, and it makes you very open for smooches and appreciating.
Applejack just says, I think we can get that done lickety-split for you, princess.
Yeah, so...
And the two of them are just best friends again, because...
Really, they seem like their relationship was always mostly fine, except for maybe when Rainbow Dash, accused Applejack of cheating for no reason, and it kind of snowballed.
Yeah, they both got competition-brained into being shitty to each other, but as soon as they, realized they both lost, and took, 5 seconds to breathe, and then be kink-shamed by
the
princess.
Fucking horse president.
Yeah. The two of them do the closest thing to running off into the forest holding hands that horses can do since hooves.
Yeah. So here's the thing I don't get. So Celestia's many of the lovely trees at Equestria are still covered, but everyone ran the race route. All the ponies we saw were even when Rainbow Dash and Applejack weren't there, fucking around. The leaves still got shook from the trees competently.
See, the thing is, there's a set number of race ponies that were there, right? And the rest of them are all watching. Because they needed exactly, 100 horses to be running in unison to do it. And because those two horses were getting out of place, they only had 98 horses running, which meant some of the trees didn't get shaked enough to get all the leaves off.
Those horses, those trees didn't look like they were part of the race route at all.
They weren't. I think Celestia was just punishing them for being too horny in public.
Yeah, because, Celestia says, the treason Equestria are covered. Like, they're responsible for the rest of the country now. Like, I thought...
Congratulations, you two. You fucked up in a race that I was watching, so now you're in a purgatory of having to run every tree bare of its leaves.
Yeah, like, she just says it like it's this matter-of-fact thing, and, like, those trees are still covered because they were fucking around. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Like...
Hey, we know what happened when she followed her sister. I don't think Applejack and Rarity want to be locked in the moon for 1,000 years. They're going to go run all those leaves off those trees.
But yeah, there's no awesome leaves on the moon, dear. It's a dreadful place to be banished to.
I hear there's rabbits.
Oh, I do like a good rabbit.
Not these rabbits.
Aw. I do hate a bad, shitty rabbit, I guess.
I'm making references to things we could not possibly know. It's fine.
Did you know that in Equestria, you cannot play the award-winning Final Fantasy XIV, including the Heavensward expansion?
Look, there is another part of my brain not locked in here that has some very interesting opinions on Lopperitz and what... that they are just constantly the sign that the writers don't know what to do with the story and are dragging their fucking heels until something good happens again.
One of these days...
Literally every time one of those fuckers is on screen. Anyway!
One of these days I'll understand these opinions. One of these days I'll get to play Horse Fantasy 14.
Yeah, one of these days we'll be freed, and our human... Did our human selves die when being hit by Horse Trek?
I mean, it would be weird if they weren't. Like, I thought that was, like, the conceit of the isekai genre.
Yeah, same. This is weird.
Yeah. I'm just going to say that Celestia's... Whatever Celestia says here doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yes, 100%.
Like, it's baffling and it's nonsense. That's all I'm going to say here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's our episode. I think it was a pretty good one on the whole.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do the sign-offs.
Oh, wait. There was one thing I wanted to show you that I found while I was,
Oh, yeah.
I was looking up Rainbow Dash's face. Give me a second here.
Oh. Gotta love looking up Rainbow Dash. What?
So, dear listener, to paint a picture in your mind, it's a picture of Rainbow Dash, and she is holding a spoon in her wing hands. Like, the tip of her wing is, like, formed into a closed hand that is holding a spoon that she's, like, just used to eat some cereal or something.
God. Why were you trying to find this?
Well, I was looking up the face Rainbow Dash made earlier this episode while she's, like, caught off guard by Twilight.
Ah, okay. I'm scared about wing hands, and I know we're going to be getting an episode where we're going to be dealing with some wing hands soon enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like that that's on the horizon.
Yeah, it's probably good that neither of us wound up a Pegasus.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I am into pegging, but,
Yeah, but also, I don't think you're so much into pegging the sis.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's fine, obviously, but yeah, like...
Some cis people are cool, and that I would probably peg them. But, you know, it's definitely something I have to decide on a grace-by-grace basis.
Very good.
Thanks. I came up with my own name and name puns myself.
It's very powerful. I'm sorry, my brain is being overridden by so much gay energy. I'm having trouble with words at this point.
Well... I'm going to take credit for this and relish in making you too gay to speak, dear. Very good, IMO.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Truly it was. We were hit by a horse truck and got isekai'd into Equestria. I have been Ponyville's beloved Graceful Spark. You can find my writing programs, podcast posts, everything else that's fit to plug at princess.software. Beans, darling, where can we find you?
Yeah, I run the Horse Isekai Twitter account, and the parts of me that are not locked in this Ponyverse can be found over at drakos.art, drakos.art.
This Ponygatory, if you will.
That implies this is a bad place to be, and I'm here with you, so...
Aww. If we have to be in Horse Hell, or Hell for short, I'm glad we can do it together, dear.
Doing this as a repeated bit.
Yeah, because I'm getting a response out of you.
Oh, shit.
See you next week, folks.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye. I'm gonna go be gay at Beans now.
I'm gonna be very gay.
Aww. Mwah.
Mwah. Aww. Thank you, Ben.